travellers at Australian airports have described chaotic scenes amid major delays and cancellations to flights to and from the Middle East. Australians have been told not to travel to a number of Middle East countries, including Israel, Lebanon, Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. And Australians in Iran are being advised to leave as soon as possible, if it's safe to do so. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has said airspace closures in the region caused by Iranian retaliatory strikes are likely to limit the federal government's ability to organise repatriation flights for Australians stranded in the Middle East. This traveller is among those trying to return home, who were forced to spend the night at Sydney Airport.
We started off in Wellington yesterday and we were due to fly to Doha and then on to Edinburgh. The flight was cancelled just before we boarded. We had no information. They provided us with no hotels, no food. There's no information on the website. You can't get through the telephone. The live chat isn't working. And, you know, we just want to get home now. We've been away for 5 weeks.